Welcome to Around the Ozarks, a public affairs program brought to you by your local Midwest Family Broadcasting Station. Here's your host, Scott Meyer.
Good morning and welcome to Around the Ozarks. I'm your host each and every week, Scott Meyer, the general manager here at the Midwest Family Broadcasting Stations. And as we try to do each and every week on Around the Ozarks, we try to feature local businesses, local authors, even some local politicians and charities, but really an opportunity for you all to get to know some of the people here in Southwest Missouri that are important to you because you interface with them all the time. This morning's another one of those days as we have what many of you, I'm sure, see as a brand new partner in the housewares and hardware industry here in Springfield with two brand new Menards stores. But this morning, we are happy to have Dwayne Wagner. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing today?
Great. And Dwayne is the assistant GM at Menards. Now, there's two Menards here in Springfield. Dwayne, you're at which one?
I'm the one off of University near 160, across from Walmart.
Okay, so that's on the west side of town, and the east side also has a Menards.
That's correct, yeah, just off of Interstate 65, off Chestnut.
If someone were living equidistant to both stores, Dwayne, is there a difference between each store, or are they basically the same store?
We carry the same products. They'll look a little different. We have prototype stores and then reverse stores, but they're going to have exactly the same products.
Excellent. All right. And then I'm sure most people have noticed if they've driven back and forth to St. Louis, we also have what looks to be a pretty new Menards warehouse. So products are easily obtained for this area now.
Yes, that's correct. In Sullivan, I believe, is where you're referring to.
Right.
Where we get a lot of our products. Pavers, it's basically a distribution center as well.
Okay. And you also have a store in the Branson area.
That's correct. It's just south of Branson. It's called Hollister. Yes, we have one there, and we just built one in Rolla, too, so about halfway between Springfield and St. Louis.
Excellent. So Menards sees Missouri as a great place to establish their new footprint.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've built quite a few stores in the last year or two in the Missouri area, and we've made quite an investment in this area.
Well, this last week has been our introduction to some really cold weather in this part of the world. And I come from northern Wisconsin as a kid, and trust me, it felt like northern Wisconsin this past week. And I'm not happy about that, but what are you going to do? We live in Missouri, and hopefully in a couple of days it'll be warmer. But as the assistant GM at Menards on the west side of town, I've got to believe this is a pretty busy time of the year when people are starting to think about insulating their homes or maybe adding some insulation to their homes?
Absolutely, yes. Taking the time to winterize your home, it not only covers the money you spend for those products, but it's going to save you money in the long run. And it helps the environment as well, but it there's some other benefits too. It reduces noise level. A lot of people may not know that. More insulation you have. And it not only helps you in the winter, but it helps keep you cooler in the summer as well if you're insulated well.
Dwayne Wagner, the assistant general manager at Menards on the west side of town, is my guest this morning on Around the Ozarks. You know, Dwayne, it can be a little daunting sometimes when you walk into a store the size of a Menards because there's so much stuff and it's all over inside those stores. It's pretty well marked. But if somebody's thinking insulation, what are they looking for? Is there actually an area called insulation or is it something else?
We handle insulation back in our building materials department. It's going to be in the back of the store, and there's a big sign over the desk called Building Materials and Millwork Sales. And what we do back there is we handle all your lumber and drywall and insulation. Anything building materials wise is where you're going to see the insulation being taken care of by those team members.
You know, that industry is obviously a very busy industry and a very lucrative industry, given as many people that aren't necessarily always building new homes but want to refurbish homes that they've lived in maybe for 10 or 20 years. You've got a lot of competition out there. What makes Menards so special?
What makes us so special is that we are, first of all, we're the biggest home improvement store square footage-wise in the country, so we're able to carry a lot more products. We're able to have a lot more of a variety. We believe that our guest service is top-notch. We also feel like we're able to carry more product of what you need. So not only a variety of products, but keep more of each product in stock as well.
Now, the products that you store at the store, I know there's a lot of name brand products, but there's also some non-name brand products that probably afford consumers a chance to save a few dollars.
Absolutely. Yeah, we like to give our shoppers a lot of different variety, and you don't have to, you got your do-it-yourselfers, you know, the people that come in that just need tools for doing it one time, and then you've got your professionals that come in and they use the tools day in and day out. And so we like to be able to give options for any type of project that you're working on, any type of professional.
Dwayne Wagner, my guest this morning on Around the Ozarks, the assistant general manager at the Springfield West Menards. The Menards stores obviously are brand new, and you can't help but get that feeling when you walk into the store. If I'm a DIY guy, and I kind of am, and I walk into one of the new Menards stores, and I need to do tiling I'm redoing a bathroom, is there a way beyond simply buying the tile that I can get some help as to what I need to do?
We have different departments that you can go to for help, and we have team members that are trained specifically for all the questions in that department. And so what we do is we're available to answer any of your questions, and ultimately there are going to be times when our team members may not know, but we will commit to finding out for you. We can get our vendors on the phone to find out questions for you. We also have a list of contractors that we can point you towards if you need some help with your installation needs. If we don't know, we'll find out for you, but most of our team members are pretty knowledgeable to help you with whatever you need.
I think sometimes something that goes by the wayside that people don't think about, up until a couple of years ago, we didn't have Menards in this area. Now that we do, you employ a lot of people.
Yes, we do. Just at this store alone, we have at any point in time about 150 team members that we employ just in this store alone. So it's a big store, and it takes a lot of people to make sure that it's run properly. And we make an investment in the people in this area.
If someone's listening to this morning's program and is wondering, gee, I wonder if I could get an opportunity to work in a store like Menards, are there opportunities now as we speak?
Absolutely, yes. Obviously, we always take applications, but we are always looking to improve. I don't care if we're fully staffed, if we find somebody that is very qualified or is somebody that we feel is going to work well at Menards, we're going to find a home for you here. And not only that, but we've got two different stores, and we're always looking for good quality people to work with us.
Now, someone who maybe has not ventured into a Menards yet might be a little surprised when they enter the store and they see food.
Absolutely, yes. We have food products, and we also have pet products like dog food and things like that. You won't find we don't sell steaks and stuff like that, but we do have a lot of dry goods and different things like that. So it's a way for you to come get do your home improvement shopping needs, and then if you need to pick up some milk on your way home, you don't have to stop somewhere else. You can get that right here.
Now, if someone is traveling around the country, you said that some of the stores are different. Are there Menards superstores, for instance, or are there kind of like Walmart has done with the marketplace? Is that a concept that Menards is into as well, or are they all pretty much like the stores we have here?
Most of the stores are going to be like the one that you have here. Now, there's a few throughout the country that We'll have a two-story concept, like in our Chicago area. There are stores that have two stories where they'll have an escalator to take you up, and then there'll be some of our stores that were that have been open for a long time may not be exactly the size, but for the most part, for the last several years, all the new stores have been being built towards this concept that we have here in Springfield.
With Menards starting out in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, correct? Isn't that where their primary home is?
That's correct. Yeah.
Where do you see them branching off now? Now that they're obviously very involved in Missouri, what's next? Are they in Arkansas or Oklahoma yet?
We're not in Arkansas or Oklahoma yet. This year coming up in 2020, we're focused on building some stores in Kentucky. There's going to be at least three or four stores in the Kentucky area. And we've had a few in Ohio as well, Pennsylvania we're getting into. But right now we're in 14 states in the upper Midwest area. And so we're always looking to branch out. But we want to make sure that we don't build too many stores, because we still like to make sure that we can take care of the guests with the right number of team members. Anytime we open up a new store, the manager is always going to be from existing stores.
That makes perfect sense. Trust me, I totally understand that concept. Dwayne Wagner, my guest this morning, the assistant general manager at Springfield West Menards. Menards hours, I see that you're open 7 days a week. What do the hours look like? Are they the same for both stores?
Yes, they are. During the winter hours, we'll close at 9 p.m. instead of 10 p.m., but we're open Monday through Saturday, 6:30 in the morning. And on Sundays, we're open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I live next to the one on the east side. You're not open on Thanksgiving.
That's correct. We are not open on Thanksgiving or Christmas. We like to give those days to our team members to spend with their family. But we are going to have a really good Black Friday sale, and we're really excited.
Well, I thought I would tee up a softball for you, because I'm aware that Menards is a family-owned business, and family's important to the Menard family.
Absolutely, yes. We're still family-owned, and you know, we try to work with our team members as much as possible. If they've got family events that they need to go to, we try to work with them as best we can. It's very important to us here at Menards.
Great to hear that, Dwayne. Dwayne Wagner, my guest this morning, Assistant General Manager at Menards at Springfield West. And don't forget, there's a Menards Springfield East just off of Chestnut next to the Nanatorium, which, if you didn't know, is a pool, which I didn't know until a couple of years ago. But both are brand new stores, great hours, and a great opportunity. Dwayne, I want to thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate you taking my call.
And we'll have more around the Ozarks right after these messages.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes that no matter what you do in this life, you keep doing. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Each day, researchers make discoveries that bring us closer to the moment when all cancer patients can become survivors. Their progress is made possible with the help of clinical trials. Clinical trials are the brightest torch researchers have to light their way towards better treatments. And if you've been diagnosed with cancer, they may be your brightest ray of hope. Speak with your doctor and visit standuptocancer.org/clinicaltrials to learn more. Together, we can stand up for all of us.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the second part of Around the Ozarks this Sunday morning. As always, I'm your host, Scott Meyer, the general manager here at the Midwest Family Stations. And following that first part of our show, we've got someone very special to the show. Lisa Farmer's here with us this morning. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Scott.
And Lisa is the director of Harmony House. Is there a bigger title there, Lisa, or is that enough?
That's basically it.
Because it is a full-time job, and the title is less important than the work you do there. But as director of Harmony House, we just finished up the month of October, which was a month of eye care. And if you're not familiar with that in the audience of what that means, Lisa, why don't you tell the folks what eye care meant? And it's eye with an I, right?
Correct.
Not an
I. Correct.
Not EYE.
Correct. It's eye care like the iPhone or iPad.
And why October? And what's the benefit of the whole month being about eye care?
Sure. So October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And so eye care started 5 years ago as a way to raise awareness about domestic violence, about Harmony House and our services. At that time, 5 years ago, there was really very little awareness in Springfield about domestic violence. It was kind of one of those topics that nobody really wanted to talk about or acknowledge. And so eye care was started as a way to bring domestic violence sort of out from the shadows into the public and to really engage the community in conversations about domestic violence, to give victims who may be experiencing it hope. To help employers and friends and neighbors and family learn how to identify the signs and maybe identify if a coworker, a friend, or a family member.
And maybe start the conversation.
Start the conversation. Sure. And so that's the whole idea behind eye care, as well as a little bit of fundraising for Harmony House so that we can continue our services.
Now, Harmony House has gone through quite a few changes in the last couple of years. You've certainly grown the number of beds.
We have.
To what now? What does that number look
like? We have 168 beds, making Harmony House the largest shelter in the state.
Which is unfortunately amazing.
Right, exactly.
And are they constantly full?
We are almost always at capacity, which is not necessarily 168 individuals in shelter because we never blend families. Mm-hmm. So all of our rooms are set up with four beds to a room. And if we have a mother or a father and one child in a room, we would never put anybody else in with them. So typically we run between about 130 and 140 people in shelter. And that's very close to full.
You're hearing Lisa Farmer, the director of Harmony House here in Springfield, as my guest this morning, just finishing up an entire month of talking about and sharing stories about dreaded domestic violence, which appears to be, unfortunately, another one of those things that's either on the rise or certainly the knowledge of it is on the rise. And speaking with somebody earlier this week, they mentioned, does it know economies of scale in the sense that, is this a Northside problem or is this a problem that affects all of Greene County or all of Southwest Missouri?
Mm-hmm. You know what? This is a problem that affects everyone. Domestic violence occurs in every neighborhood in our city or in our county. It knows no bounds with regard to race, gender, socioeconomic class. Now, there are certain parts of town where it is more prevalent because it is exacerbated or made worse by certain stresses, so economic stresses, that sort of thing. So there are certain pockets where there's more of it, but it happens everywhere and it impacts everyone.
It doesn't know any borders.
It doesn't know any borders.
So you're having a conversation with a friend over a cup of coffee, and they look like they're wanting to tell you something, and they can't tell you. How does that conversation sound? How do you approach? Mm-hmm. How do you approach? Let's say it's a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. It's two women. She's a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. You're having a cup of coffee, and something just doesn't feel right. What do you say?
You know, the best thing you can ask someone is, "Are you okay? Is everything all right?" And see how they respond. Mm-hmm. And if they, say, "Oh, yes, I'm fine," or if they clearly don't want to talk about it, just let them know that you're there and that if they ever want to talk about it, that you're always ready to listen and help if there's anything that you can do. If they do disclose that they're dealing with some domestic violence or a violent situation at home or with a partner, then listen and let them know they're not alone, and offer, let them know that there's help at Harmony House or at the Family Justice Center, and give out the hotline number. Encourage them to call somebody for help so that they don't need to go through it alone, or so that they know that there's a way to get out of the situation they're in and to do it safely.
Now, Lisa, we talk a lot about domestic violence and how it affects a lot of the adult women in the home. We know that there are some men that are involved in it as well on the receiving end. But what about that family dynamic where maybe they've got an adult child or two that may in fact be violating their parents' liberties, if you will, or certainly a mother, maybe not so many fathers, but mothers, where you know, you've got a 17-year-old teenager, and can that be domestic violence as well? And if so, are those folks welcome to Harmony House?
Good question, Scott. And yes, that is domestic violence. And we often work with mostly, I would say, senior adults who have an adult child living in the home with them who is abusing them, either financially, you know, taking their money, denying them medical care, you know, perhaps not providing enough food, or physically abusing them. But yes, it could be a teenage or young adult. We have had instances where young, usually sons, are abusing a single parent, usually, as you said, a female.
Sure.
But it works both ways. And we do shelter men in our facility. Nationally, the national stat is about 5 to 15% of domestic violence, reported domestic violence incidents, are with men as the victim.
So when we talk in terms of the percentages or the increase, is it in fact A, increasing, B, if it is, what's the why, and C, how do we ever get it to come back down?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it is increasing. The why is we, being myself and others locally who work in this area, you know, prosecuting attorney, police chief, other executive directives like Brandy Bartel with the Victim Center, Jamie at the Family Justice Center. We are hopeful that a part of the why, a part of the increase is greater awareness in our community and greater accessibility now that the Family Justice Center has opened its doors. But we're guesstimating that there is still some increase just in the incidents as well.
Is it, I mean, typically I can think of, I mean, I've been married for 43 years and it's never easy, right?
Yeah,
marriage is never easy, but we've never gone, you know, to
right.
The, but I know I grew up in a home where my father had an alcohol problem. I never once saw him strike my mother, but I certainly heard the arguments, and they could be quite cruel. Is that considered domestic violence as well?
Yeah, it depends, but yes, if you know, emotional abuse is one form of domestic violence, so it's not just physical. There are many ways that domestic violence is manifested, or you know, you can experience it. So there's emotional abuse, there's financial abuse, withholding funds, cutting somebody off from the money, not letting them work, interrupting their employment if they are employed. There's spiritual abuse or religious abuse, which would be, you know, using scripture or using religious teachings to manipulate somebody and you know, work, twist it and distort it to control them. So there are so many different forms of abuse, and physical and sexual violence are the physical ways that it occurs. But there's lots of ways that, you know, don't leave a bruise or don't leave a mark. And I think those are even more insidious because, you know, I had one victim say, I almost wished he would have hit me because then I would have had a name for it. Because she was experiencing emotional abuse and threats and intimidation and manipulation and mind games. And sometimes that's harder to sort of figure out what's going on and give it a name and say, gosh, this isn't right. I need to get out of here.
Lisa Farmer is my guest this morning on Around the Ozarks. She's the director of Harmony House here in Springfield. Harmony House assists all of Southwest Missouri, maybe some parts of Arkansas as well?
We really have no geographic restrictions. About 70 to 80% of our clients' residents come from Springfield, Greene County.
Okay.
But we will not turn anyone away who qualifies for our services. And, you know, that's one of the kind of the unique things about domestic violence is that sometimes victims have to flee far, far away from their abuser. And so, you know, we will often take people from out of state or certainly from St. Louis and Kansas City, and then vice versa. We have people from Springfield that need to get
just
far
to give
away.
Them a safe place to go.
Yep.
Gosh. What, it's got to be really tough for you. At the end of the day, I mean, you're such a good person, and I know you've got a heart as big as all outdoors, but when you constantly hear these stories day after day, what goes on in your head over a weekend? I mean, how do you...
You know, I think the thing that probably anybody in the social service sector dealing particularly with really hard societal problems that, you know, that you cling to and that make it worthwhile are the victories that you do have. Mm-hmm. And so when we, you know, when I hear of a resident who's moving out and moving into his or her own apartment and not returning to their abuser, or when I hear somebody who's been out 6 months and they come back and they say, thank you, you know, I might not even be alive today if it weren't for Harmony House, but I certainly wouldn't be happy again and enjoying my life. And so, you know, those are the things that I think we all try to hold on to are the victories. That's the reason we do it.
And that is a victory. So there,
that's
at least
a victory.
At the end of the day, you can feel good about they got out of the situation.
Yeah.
It sounds like the guy doesn't go away. I mean,
oftentimes the guy doesn't go away. Sometimes they do, but oftentimes they will, you know, even long after their divorce, they'll continue to harass and stalk. So
how can our listeners help? Before we let you go, what's the best thing they can do to help Harmony House right now?
Right now, we are looking for some volunteers. We need volunteers in our kitchen. We serve 3 meals a day. We have professional staff to help you, but if you like to prep, if you want to serve food, we could use kitchen volunteers. We can use volunteers in our donations area where we receive and sort clothing and household supplies. Just, you know, don't hesitate to refer somebody to us if you suspect they may be going through domestic violence. And we can always use financial donations.
Sure.
So as you plan your year-end giving.
What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Best way is online. We are at myharmonyhouse.org.
Okay. Lisa Farmer, my guest this morning, the director of Harmony House here in Springfield. Lisa, thanks for coming and appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, Scott. Appreciate
you guys. Tough work,
and
especially around this time of the year where I'm sure it doesn't get any easier when we get close to the holidays.
Yeah, it's busy all year round, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I want to thank my great producer, Brian, has always done a great job, and all of you for listening to Around the Ozarks. If you missed any portion of this morning's program, you can always go to our website at www.mwfmarketing.fm. Click on the tab at the top of the page for ATL, Around the Ozarks, and you can hear all of today's program as well as all the others that we've done in the past. They're all right there for you. Enjoyed having you with us and enjoy the rest of your Sunday. You've been listening to Around the Ozarks on the Midwest Family Broadcasting Stations. Have a great morning.
Thank you for joining us for Around the Ozarks, a public affairs program brought to you by your local Midwest Family Broadcasting Station. Listen again next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Find this and all other segments of Around the Ozarks at mwfmarketing.fm.
Springfield criminals are lazy, like Will here. Will woke up at the crack of noon, put on his favorite Steely Dan shirt, and walked down to the gas station to get his day started. He didn't particularly have a path planned out for his day until you were a pal and helped him out. I mean, how could Will resist himself? You made it so easy. You left your car running with the keys in it and the doors unlocked. You might as well put a bow on it. This was no criminal conspiracy or masterful execution of Grand Theft Auto. No, Will opened an unlocked car door and was gone in seconds. Criminals like will always want easy money. And the one thing you can't afford to be with people like Will in the world is lazy.
This is Officer Laughlin, the Springfield Police Department. 1 second and the press of a button can stop most auto thefts. Last year, over 1,600 cars were stolen in Springfield alone. In nearly 600 of those cases, either the vehicle was left running or the keys were left inside. Remember, lock it to stop it.